Ever feel like the construction industry is stuck in slow motion? You know, like projects dragging on and on, budgets going through the roof. It's enough to make anyone wonder if there isn't a better way.
Yeah, it's a common frustration for sure, especially in places like New Zealand. Construction delays and cost overruns there are, well, legendary.
Right. So naturally, when some company comes along promising to build apartments crazy fast, like a fraction of the time and way cheaper, my ears perk up.
And that's exactly what we're diving into today. This company called Stackcell Structures, they're based in New Zealand, and while they're claiming to rewrite the rules of construction, you know, with this innovative approach they've got.
Yeah, we're talking bold claims here, like seriously bold. Their marketing stuff, it's almost unbelievable. They're boasting things like 3.5 days per apartment, and no, that's not a typo, and get this, cost savings of like 25% compared to traditional block work.
Yeah, color me intrigued. But as with, well, you know, as with any bold claim, the question is how? How do they actually pull this off, these seemingly impossible feats of construction efficiency?
Right, well, they hit you with this line in their brochure. It says, "The world doesn't need more products. The world needs solutions that solve genuine problems." Kind of catchy, I have to admit.
Yeah, for sure. It speaks to a real need in the industry, no doubt. Construction has always been about, you know, problem solving, but this Stackcell, they seem to be suggesting something more radical.
And that radical departure, it seems to revolve around, well, two main things. First, they're all about this in situ concrete construction. And second, they've developed this super secretive sounding project management system. It's called Kirsten.
Okay, so let's unpack those one by one. In situ concrete. That basically means they're pouring the concrete on site right there to make the walls and slabs instead of, you know, using prefabricated components.
Which isn't exactly groundbreaking, right? I mean, in situ concrete has been around forever.
Exactly. It's the speed and efficiency they're claiming that's eyebrow raising for sure. And that's where this proprietary formwork system they have comes into play. Formwork, for those who don't speak construction, is basically the temporary mold used to shape concrete until it hardens.
Ah, so like a giant Lego mold, but for concrete buildings.
Yeah, essentially. And it seems like the way Stackcell has, you know, designed and implemented their formwork system, that seems to be a key piece of how they're so efficient.
Yeah, the materials mention on-site manufacturing of the formwork, and they emphasize how simple and fast it is. But maybe we can like delve deeper into the specifics of their formwork system a bit later.
Because right now I'm dying to know more about this mysterious Kirsten. Who is this Kirsten and how does she fit into all of this?
Me too. Is it even a she? Is it a person? A piece of software? Some kind of mystical construction oracle?
Right, the suspense is killing me. Okay, let's unravel this enigma that is Kirsten and see if it lives up to all the hype. Well, get ready to be surprised because Kirsten isn't some construction guru with, like, you know, decades of experience or some fancy AI software.
Okay, you're really dragging this out, but hey, you've got my attention. So spill the beans. What's the secret sauce behind those crazy fast build times?
Remember those bold claims? Something like 3.5 days per apartment?
How could I forget? It's like they're challenging the very laws of physics, well, at least the laws of construction as we know it.
Right. Well, it turns out their secret weapon is actually
Spreadsheets or
spreadsheets.
pull my leg, right?
Yeah.
Like, are we talking about the same spreadsheets I use to, you know, track my grocery budget?
I know. It sounds, well, kind of underwhelming at first, but stick with me here.
Okay.
Okay, so Stackcell describes Kirsten as this system of interconnected spreadsheets. But these aren't your average spreadsheets. They're meticulously designed to, like, automate and streamline that whole construction process.
Okay, I'm all ears. So enlighten me. How do spreadsheets, even super spreadsheets, revolutionize construction? Which, let's be honest, seems like, well, it's kind of the opposite of the digital world.
It's all about timing, really. Think about how a traditional construction project goes down, right? Delays snowball, materials, they always seem to arrive late. Tradespeople are stuck waiting around, twiddling their thumbs, and, well, you know what happens next? It's a recipe for budget blowouts and missed deadlines.
A tale as old as time, am I right? Or at least as old as, you know, the first construction project. But seriously, it's a story anyone who's ever even thought about building something knows all too well.
Exactly. So that's what Stackcell is trying to fix, to eliminate those inefficiencies. Their system, Kirsten, it's like this conductor, right? This maestro, making sure that every single delivery, every trade, every step in that whole process happens like clockwork, exactly when it's supposed to. No waste of time, no bottlenecks, just boom, 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 one step after another.
So it's less about like, you know, reinventing the wheel and more about making sure the wheel spins perfectly every single time.
You got it. And because they've standardized so much of their construction process, especially with their, you know, unique formwork system, they can actually predict with crazy accuracy how long each stage will take.
Wow. So they know, like, down to the minute when that concrete truck needs to roll up and how many workers they need on site each day. No more, no less.
You're getting it. That level of precision, that's where the magic happens. That's how they minimize waste, you know, keep labor costs down, and ultimately how they get those projects done faster and cheaper. Okay, but we can't forget about this, you know, innovative formwork system they've got going on. It's like the backbone of their whole process.
Right. We haven't forgotten about their formula, as they like to call it. They claim that just one worker can handle and install these, you know, formwork panels. How is that even possible? Are we talking about, like, superhuman construction workers here?
Not quite superhuman, but they've definitely put a lot of thought into this formwork system. Instead of using those, you know, traditional heavy materials, they've gone with these lightweight, reusable panels, super easy to assemble and, you know, take apart right there on site.
And because they're manufacturing these panels right there on site, they can just, like, replenish their supply whenever they need to. No need for those massive deliveries or finding space to store a bunch of bulky materials.
Bingo! It's like this perfectly choreographed ballet, you know, construction ballet. Materials arrive just when they're needed. Tradespeople transition seamlessly from one thing to the next. It's pretty impressive. But let's be real, it can't all be smooth sailing. Even with all the planning in the world, construction projects, they hit snags, right?
Oh, absolutely. The real world, it's messy, things happen. So what happens when, like, I don't know, the concrete truck gets a flat tire or, you know, it rains for a week straight? What then?
Well, that's where, you know, we have to talk about the potential downsides, the limitations of their system. Stackcell's own documents, they stress the importance of, like, consistent concrete pours. They're adamant about no missed deadlines, which kind of suggests that this whole system, it's really banking on everything going exactly as planned.
And as we all know, that, my friend, is a rarity in the world of construction.
Tell me about it. So yeah, while the, you know, potential benefits are huge, faster construction, lower costs, less waste, the big question mark is whether this level of efficiency, this precision, can actually hold up, you know, in the unpredictable, ever-changing world of construction. And that's something we'll definitely be digging into next.
So it's like Stackcell's walking this tightrope, right? On the one hand, they've built this crazy efficient system, all about perfect timing, no wasted effort, like a well-oiled machine.
Yeah, every cog, every gear, perfectly in sync.
But then let's not forget, we're talking about construction here. I mean, if there's one thing you can count on in construction, it's that something unexpected will happen. It's all about last minute changes and, well, chaos.
Exactly. And that's what makes you wonder, can a system that relies so heavily on predictability really cut it in the real world of construction? Makes you wonder.
Right, so let's get back to their formwork system for a sec, the backbone of their whole formula for success. They're claiming these lightweight panels are like a piece of cake to assemble, like a giant Lego set, but for buildings.
And they've totally embraced that, like, Lego analogy. They even call it, get this, on-site manufacturing. Basically, they set up a mini factory right there on the construction site.
Like, whoa, a concrete 3D printer. That's kind of a cool image.
You know, it's not that far off. They're printing their walls and slabs layer by layer using these reusable panels as their molds.
And because they're cranking out these panels right there, no more waiting around for deliveries or dealing with, like, storing a mountain of bulky materials, right?
Exactly. It's such a smart solution. It just streamlines that whole part of the process. And because their formwork system is so standardized, they know exactly how long each stage of the building process is going to take. And that, my friend, that's where Kirsten comes in, the scheduling whiz.
It all comes back to Kirsten, the spreadsheet maestro, keeping everything in perfect harmony.
Exactly. Since they know exactly how long each step will take, Kirsten can make sure those materials arrive right on schedule. No more tradespeople hanging around waiting for the next delivery. It just flows from start to finish.
Almost sounds too good to be true. There's got to be a catch, right? I mean, there are always downsides. What about this super efficient approach? Any drawbacks we should be aware of?
Well, we've talked about this a bit, but it's worth repeating. This whole system hinges on predictability. It's its biggest strength and its biggest weakness. If something goes off plan, you know, unexpected delays, last minute changes, things can get messy.
So not a lot of wiggle room with Kirsten, huh? Flexibility isn't exactly her forte.
It seems that way, which kind of makes you wonder about scaling this up. Can they really apply this system to bigger, more complicated projects where there are way more moving parts? Or is it best suited for like smaller, more cookie-cutter type buildings?
That's a really good question, and it's definitely something to think about, especially for anyone, you know, looking into using this system.
Absolutely. And let's not forget, StackCell's system needs a skilled and highly coordinated workforce. Everyone needs to be on the same page, hitting their marks with precision for this whole thing to work.
So it's not just about the tech, you know, the system itself. It's also about the people, that culture of collaboration. They're all critical to success.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So where does that leave us? We've dug into StackCell's claims, looked at their, their pretty innovative approach. And of course, we've talked about both the potential upsides and the potential downsides. What's the final word?
Well, I'd say the biggest takeaway here is that StackCell's approach, and yeah, it has its caveats, but it's a super interesting case study in construction innovation. They're not afraid to shake things up, to push the boundaries. They're showing us that, hey, maybe there are faster, more cost-effective ways to build.
And what's really cool is they're not doing it with some fancy new material or some crazy, you know, futuristic technology. They're just rethinking the process itself, making those existing processes as efficient as humanly possible.
Right. Working smarter, not harder, as they say. And honestly, that's something every industry can learn from, not just construction.
Absolutely. So whether you're a seasoned developer, or maybe you're dreaming of building your own place, or maybe you're just someone who finds this stuff super interesting, StackCell's story is food for thought, for sure. It really gets you thinking about the future of how we build things. And like any good deep dive, we've probably ended up with more questions than answers, right?
That's the best kind of deep dive, if you ask me. So what about you, listeners? What do you think of StackCell's approach? Could this hyper-efficient approach be the future of construction, or is it just not realistic? We want to hear from you.
That's what the deep dive is all about, exploring new ideas, challenging assumptions, and getting those conversations going. Until next time, keep those brains buzzing and those curiosity gears turning.